I'm getting quite concerned about this trend of trying to paint all injured people as fraudsters.
Well, it's not all injured people, but you said whiplash injuries are serious. Of course they are, but does everyone who claims have whiplash?
Well, you would hope that everybody that claims has a genuine injury, but the issue we have at the moment is that insurers aren't using the checks and balances in the system to make sure that that is the case. For example, they're not asking for medical evidence, which should be the part of any personal injury claim. Medical evidence is really important at helping to distinguish the genuine claim from the fraudulent one. If insurers are willing to settle claims too quickly and aren't even asking for that medical evidence, then it may be the case that a very small number of fraudulent claims would slip through the net. And another issue is that insurers are very quick to contact people directly when there's been an accident and offer them money, and offer them money not to even bring a claim, which will undoubtedly be driving people who wouldn't have claimed in the first place to then accept money. And that's going to be driving premiums up.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point you made. I want to follow that up in a minute, but I just want to get clear from you what proportion of current whiplash claims you believe are fraudulent or undeserving, because the insurers, as you know, are saying it's costing them billions of pounds. There must be tens of thousands of them out there.
I'm sure no insurer will ever pay out on a fraudulent claim, and it's certainly not in the lawyer's interest to ever run a fraudulent claim. They will get struck off for that. In reality, the problem is that insurers don't know how many claims are fraudulent because they're avoiding the checks. If they were asking for medical evidence, if they weren't throwing money at people as soon as they've had an accident, then it may be that they could identify those claims that were fraudulent. Insurers hold a lot of data about claimants, and if they were willing to share that with lawyers, we would be able to work with them to identify fraudulent claims at a very early stage.
That's Deborah Evans, the Chief Executive of the Association of Personal Injury Lawyers.